Hello, LifePoint listeners. Welcome back to today's DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the pastors at our Lewis Center campus. I'd like to thank you for joining me. You know, one of the themes we've been focusing on is God's perfect plan that includes imperfect people. And nowhere in the Bible is this more evident than in the life of Jacob. Last Sunday, we hit on Jacob's supernatural transformation, which occurred during a wrestling match with God. And what really jumped out at me, not only did God put his finger on Jacob's hip socket to disable him physically, but God also put his finger on Jacob's past. And he did this by asking Jacob who he was, which really struck me as odd. I mean, why would the all-knowing God of the universe have to ask Jacob his name? Is he like me, short on memory? Did he need to confirm that he was wrestling with the right guy? What really jumped out at me was how God used this dialogue to deliver Jacob, especially the part where God asked Jacob, "Who are you?" How God kind of took him back to revisit the sin of his past. I heard a lot of echoes of Jacob's past deception during their conversation in real time as they were grappling with each other, like Jacob saying, "I won't let you go until you bless me," which probably as soon as those words came out of his mouth, he was reminded how he duped his earthly father Isaac into blessing him rather than his elder brother Esau. So basically, God got Jacob to own up to who he really was: grabber, trickster, and deceiver. And that's when Jacob's transformation really began. So today, my prayer for you as you drive to work or school or run errands is that you have the courage to just be real with God by allowing him total access to your day. And if that includes your past, all the better. Our pasts are tricky subjects, yet God can use them in ways beyond our imagination if we confess and share our past with others. Remember, Jesus died on the cross to take away the guilt and the shame of our sins. So the challenge lies with the fact that we actively live with the consequences of our past. And this is where things get tricky. And our enemy Satan, he wants to accuse us of what we've done. But God wants to redeem your past by reminding you of who you are. And that's a huge difference. You know, the Bible says we're the workmanship of God, that we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works that have been set apart for us beforehand. So let's take a moment right now and thank God that you are his masterpiece, his workmanship, as set apart for him today. And when the enemy tempts you to feel guilty over your past, ask Jesus to take those thoughts captive immediately, because your past isn't defined by what you've done, but by who you are in the eyes of your Heavenly Father. So thanks again for listening to the LifePoint DriveCast, and we really hope to see you Easter Sunday at one of our four campuses, whether it's Lewis Center, Mount Vernon, Delaware, and our newest campus in Westerville. Addresses and times are posted on our homepage at lifepointohio.com.